The Public News Service Daily Newscast for March the 20th, 2020. I'm Mike Clifford. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell unveiled the Senate Republicans' latest coronavirus relief plan Thursday. CNBC reports it includes cash payments of up to $1,200 for individuals, which starts to phase out at $75,000 in adjusted gross income. The Senate has been under immense pressure to get a deal done with the House. CNBC notes the package may still get caught up in political wrangling. And with schools closing around the country to help slow the spread of the coronavirus, millions of children could lose critical learning time, but there are resources to fill the gap.
Education experts say early childhood learning is critical to future academic performance. According to Betsy Zorio with the nonprofit Save the Children, wide-scale learning losses could be among the biggest and longest-term impacts the new coronavirus will have on children.
During the summer, low-income children typically lose 2 to 3 months of reading progress, so that will be dramatically increased if families don't act now to ensure that the learning process continues.
Save the Children has gathered online resources at savethechildren.org with tips and links to help parents help their kids in pre-K through sixth grade keep learning until schools reopen. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
Save the Children says it will continue to update their online toolkit in the weeks ahead. Once schools can open, there will be opportunities to help kids make up for lost time. And New Hampshire's Governor Chris Sununu has ordered expansion of telemedicine services during the COVID-19 outbreak.
Sununu signed an executive order on Wednesday that temporarily requires all health insurance carriers in the state to cover telehealth for in-network, medically necessary services, such as video and audio consultations. The idea is to decrease the spread of COVID-19 by limiting in-person doctor visits. Todd Fahey, State Director of AARP New Hampshire, thinks it's a smart move for people of all ages.
This may well open up new opportunities to provide more efficient means of delivery of healthcare services. Certainly, telehealth is a positive step.
Fahey notes that President Donald Trump recently signed a bipartisan agreement that provides greater access to telehealth for people on Medicare. He adds that remote video and audio technology also is crucial for older people to stay connected to loved ones, especially during this epidemic. So far, COVID-19 appears to be hitting older adults the hardest, and many rely on family caregivers for help. New Hampshire has the second oldest population in the country. Fahey says statewide, there are about 177,000 family caregivers, or around 1 in 8 people in the state. And with the new coronavirus, he figures there are undoubtedly many more family members serving in that role.
They're the backbone in many ways of the long-term care system.
I'm Laura Ross-Brautelum, reporting for Public News Service.
This is PNS. The Bureau of Land Management has released a plan to open up large swaths of central Montana to oil and gas development. Eric Teganoff's been talking to critics who say it comes at the expense of public lands and wildlife.
The BLM's final Lewistown Resource Management Plan, covering 650,000 acres, potentially cedes up to 95% of central Montana land to the oil and gas industry. It doesn't include any protections for wilderness or wildlife, despite more than 200,000 acres originally identified as having wilderness characteristics. Tracy Stone Manning says just as troublesome is the Trump administration seeming to ignore the public's desire to see protections.
Our concern here is not only about what will happen to the landscape under the Lewistown plan, but of course it's about the public too and how the public is slowly but surely being cut out of our public lands.
The resource management plan has been in the works for 6 years, with an original draft in 2016 under the Obama administration that protected 100,000 acres with wilderness characteristics.
Meantime, the National Park Service has closed or restricted access to several sites because of the coronavirus. However, the decision to waive entrance fees at some parks isn't sitting well with all employees. Phil Francis heads an advocacy group for current and retired Park Service workers, and he says large crowds could still congregate, affecting workers and visitors.
Not only for visitors and park employees, but people who live in the communities and people who are greeting and working with these visitors.
For its part, the Park Service says it's following CDC guidelines about restricting social interaction, including closing visitor centers. Finally, Roz Brown tells us when a blizzard or hurricane is in the forecast, you'd expect people to stock up on food and other supplies, but what's happening with the panic buying on toilet paper in the new coronavirus pandemic?
Major grocery and big box stores can't seem to keep paper products in stock, with shoppers hoarding more TP than they can use in a year. Psychologist Baruch Viskoff at Carnegie Mellon University says an absence of early communications about COVID-19 left some people without confidence that the supply chain would remain intact. He adds, in this type of situation, some of us are more vulnerable than others.
For whatever reason, given what has happened to them, given their health, their physical, their psychological health, where they are in the moment, many people are just more prone to stress at particular situations.
Warehouses in Nevada have reported shortages of bottled water, flour, sugar, and rice. 92% of goods in Nevada are delivered by highway, and the head of the Nevada Trucking Association has said delivery drivers are dedicated to keeping the retail shelves stocked. I'm Roz Brown.
To get through the current crisis, Fischoff recommends limiting how much TV you watch about the coronavirus, checking for updates only two or three times a day. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.